It's that time of year again, and many people across the country are doing their bit to raise money for children in need. The day itself is this Friday, and some of the money raised will be spent on projects here in Northern Ireland. Each Monday lunchtime, the Belfast Community Circus School takes in students from the Supported Learning Centre from the Belfast Met. They're young people who have moderate to severe learning difficulties and go there to learn circus tricks, but also essential life skills from communication and self-confidence to risk assessment and trust, all geared to help them have a more independent life and provided with the help of Children in Need funding. Then he went along and first met the school's director, Will Chamberlain.
My background is as a clown, so I think I'd be probably better suited to teaching Stephen a few things. But
I don't know, he could teach you a few things for being that. Well, you were thinking it, I said it.
The skills that we teach down here, generally speaking, we're seeing some of them here today, the juggling type skills, the manipulation. We teach tight wire, we teach unicycling, a bit of acrobatics, and then today they're starting to work on some aerial skills. So we've got what's called silks or tissues. Some people might remember them from a BBC ident a few years ago, the red silks that people climb down.
So these hang from the ceiling, and these look like very long silk curtains that hang from the ceiling, very grand looking, different colours, purple, pink and red. And so you teach people to do what from these?
As they progress in skills, as they develop upper body strength, then they'll pull themselves up the silks, they'll wrap the silks around them in very specific configurations so that they can do drops. Very dramatic and actually quite a kind of beautiful artistic aerial technique.
Now, obviously, we're here because of Children in Need. So tell me a bit about this particular group that's here and why they relate to Children in Need.
This is a group of young people with moderate to severe learning difficulties, and they are here as part of a supported learning centre. This whole exercise is really designed to support them towards more independent living. So we're helping them to learn how to assess risk, how to communicate better with each other, how to listen better, how to trust themselves, to trust other people.
With the recent story in the news in terms of budget cutbacks, it meant a strain on a lot of the performing arts. And with that in mind, does that make the Children in Need funding even more important?
Absolutely. I think, and in fact, with this group here, it's doubly so. This project could not be happening at all without Children in Need.
Colm was looking to have a wee conversation with you, if you'd like.
How have you been finding it so far?
Well, I figure that it's been like an exciting experience with all the juggling and all the hats spinning and all that stuff. And you get the whole point with all circus stuff.
Is there a particular skill that you're looking forward to learning?
Well, I'm pretty good at the hat tricks. Like, I've been doing all the nice flips and stuff.
What's your names?
Chloe.
Georgia.
And what do you think of the circus school so far?
It's brilliant.
Why so?
Because you learn all of these new things that you'll never learn at home. Never try trapeze at home. Never try trapeze.
Does it not make you nervous, the trapeze?
It does.
Do you like heights?
Yeah, no.
No, I hate heights.
I get nervous as well, but it must be fun at the same time.
No.
You got a big smile on your face that makes me think you're enjoying every bit of this.
Maybe.
Do you come every day if you could?
Yes, I actually would live here, actually.
You want my shoes off?
Yes.
They may smell, is that okay?
That's okay.
At least I'm wearing matching socks today. We're standing on top of two big, what are these? These
they're
like soft
crash
mats. Crash mats.
Crash
that's mats. Quite good. It makes
Literally
me feel better.
Try not to crash onto.
Kind of springy this.
Don't. These are brand new.
Okay. Don't jump on the crash mats. So this is like a big loop.
Yes.
It's hanging from the ceiling. Okay. You want me to sit on this?
Put your hands on a bit higher.
So I'll put my hands up, jump into it like a big swing.
We'll sit, yeah.
Oop.
Legs in front of you.
Am I doing it right?
Yeah, yeah.
It squeezes your buttocks together.
It does,
quite
yes,
tightly.
It does, yes. Okay, so we're going to get you to standing. So you see this bit here that's kind of under your bum at the moment?
Yes.
I want you to slide that till it's behind your knee. So bring your hands down a little bit.
Okay.
And then just think about lifting your feet up.
So my knees are on
the
seat of the swing almost.
Yeah, yeah.
This is
perfect.
Getting difficult.
Yep. Then you're going to put one foot.
You want me to put my foot where my knee is?
Yeah.
Okay, there's one up.
Yep, and then lean forwards, and then stand up.
Ooh. And I'm standing up.
Hey, very good.
One foot on the swing. This isn't too bad.
Okay. And you're going to lean back, so you're looking at the ceiling.
Right, so you want me to lean back with my feet on the, almost like having it on the bottom of the swing seat.
Yes.
Okay, lean back.
So lean back.
My feet are quite unstable.
Oh, you'll be fine.
Ooh.
Look at the ceiling. Now okay. Look behind you, and then you have a beautiful banana shape. Do you feel like a banana, Vinny?
Yes.
Yes, good.
I can think of different things I feel like, okay, but yes, banana is one.
And do tell me, I'm obviously the best back banana. Is that the name of it? Back banana?
Backwards.
The best backwards banana.
It's the first time I've called it that, but it did work.
Thank you.
Maybe it's better that it's radio and not TV. Absolutely brilliant. And to support BBC Children in Need, please donate via www.bbc.co.uk/Pudsey.